east?
Yes, it will. It will. It's a warning. It's a warning. How is your school How is your school this week? Since that's more important.
Disgusting.
Than
disgusting.
Yeah. Disgusting. Yeah. Gonna get worse too.
I used to like to do homework. Not anymore.
Well, whatever. I mean, it's ridiculous what you have to go through. That stupid, thick German language is stupid. Who speaks German anymore, for God's sake?
And now. Yes. That's the worst part. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why.
Why don't they do it in Latin? Latin is better. At least Latin makes sense.
In ancient Greek. Bob, ancient Greek is beautiful.
It's melodious. Ancient Greek is melodious. A lot of the scriptures, especially the Apocrypha, is amazing.
Of what? Scripture?
As language.
Melodious. Melodious flow.
Apocrypha. Okay, our ninth session was page 231. You've already done it.
230.
This is a deja vu.
You can go to 229 about halfway and do that down to where you picked up from there. But it's a continuation. We gotta get your shape right, Bob, so we've gotta do it.
Alright, so we're doing 229 starting at Malish, he would bear to untired world, middle of the page.
Go to the top. Lower.
Go in. Forward. Go in for scribinary with the Stationery of Arthur.
Yeah. With harm and aches.
The very top.
That
okay,
was
with harm and aches. 229. And,
229, they're almost 230, because you did half of that when you did 231.
Okay, so, I'm gonna just go over here.
Come on, Bob, pick it up with your butt cheeks.
Yep.
And what about the Antichrist in most religious circles?
The Dark Soul, you mean, Bob?
I don't know. Is the Dark Soul the Antichrist?
In some orgasms, it ends up that way.
So he's the anti-environment of the Printing Press Bible?
That's sounding more and more like Bob every day. The sub genius then. It'd be the sub genius, yeah.
Listen to this.
We're on page 231, but we gotta start over at 230. And, line 10. Here we go. The shortest way of blacking out a catalog of all the sorts of sections.
Alright, so we went to line 10, most of 230. So we do all of 230 to 29 to line 10. Okay.
Yeah.
All of 229.
Yeah, that'll be good.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did Phil bring up the stuff?
Yeah, it's in. And we've been waiting on you for a very long time. Make a pause so you don't fuck up your recording and let's get on with it. No more skinny pants. But everybody wearing skinny pants, skinny jeans, throw that shit out. Ain't nobody wearing skinny pants no more. It's stupid. Don't do it.
Do I have skinny pants on?
Stupid. You don't have any pants on, Bobby. You're sitting there with your goober hanging out like always. Showing you.
I don't see anything by Phil. I mean, oh, there it is, Roy.
Refresh your flipper, flopper.
Yeah. Okay, up comes 229. Okay, good. All right. I gotta unmute everybody.
Oh, yeah.
But everybody has to be quiet.
Okay, we'll try, Bob. We won't say a word, we promise.
Okay. Unmute. Do you think I should unmute everybody? Everybody should
have
a say, right?
You gotta have something.
All participants are now unmuted.
I ain't mad at everybody if you didn't do that.
Okay. So,
Let's listen for the snoring, the coke snorting, and the whiskey barrels falling over, and the freebasers doing, and they rolling, and they chopping a Dutch. Look at that, Bob, listen. Listen, they chopping a Dutch right there.
Yeah, that's Roy. Wasn't that an amazing private session, Bert?
Yes, Bob.
Isn't that amazing? New stuff in there. New breakthroughs.
Yes.
We used your name in vain. We did not realize how often we use your name in vain, Bertrand. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I'm growing used to that, Ian. I'm getting used to that.
Damn. It's good to be number 81, huh?
Yeah. Oh, 81. I'm moving up then from 87. Okay.
Hey, he moved up. He's moving on up to the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Cool.
We know, Bert, all the stuff you're hiding, not telling. I know what you're not telling. All right? Just know that.
If you're not going to know something, Bob knows exactly what you don't know. That's right. But you're not going to know it.
Okay, getting on my Roland McHugh to see notes. Okay, here we go. Okay, this is the 17th episode of Reading Finney's Wake with Ion. And we're starting on page 229 at the top. And I'll read it relatively slowly so Ion can interject. Or maybe even anybody else, but we give the privilege to Ion. With harm and aches till farther alters, wild primates not stop him frem at rearing a writing in handy antics. Nom de plume, gootstrap Finlands, and send yard for merry inklanders. And don't you luck if his vine shanky schwemmy, for he is the general, make no mistake in he is General Jinglesome.
Okay. Wait. So now you see they're setting the scene right above that. All of Tisdamon is the Yord. Now you're coming into a place where they're starting to set the stage for a bit of travail. Everything's upside down. They're riding crazy antics. They have new names all of a sudden. They run out of cancel culture. Now they're doing the post-woke, and now we got unwoke, and then we got de-woke movement. Now we're going to go into the next. They're making up new things to be the things. And so now, the Inklanders is about to be trouble. That has to do with the General Jinglesome Biden budget.
Where's the woke shaking. Top? Woke talk.
Oh, no. The names, the nom de plume, like the cultures, the Me Too, the unfucked up, and nigger house rules and, you know, all that stuff. You got to do all that, too. So then, but now we're going to General Jinglesome. So now, go ahead. We're setting the stage is what it's doing.
Okay. And this is the beginning of Book 2, which concerns the allegorical level, which meditates on the patterns and forms presented. Starts in 219.
That's what's happening in the world today, too. Sillily, it's a silly experiment, and it's not going to work. But boy, they're in it for a penny, they're in for a pound. They're deep, they're going to ask deep in this. I don't know whether they're going to hit the bottom or not, but boy, they're going for it.
What sentence did I say that you say is happening? The meditation on patterns and forms presented?
No, a little bit more than that. Say some more words.
I didn't say anything. Book 2.
Oh,
it concerns the allegorical level.
Allegorical level, that's right. Allegory. Mm-hmm. It is about allegory today. Doesn't mean anything, but it's about allegory.
Yeah, it begins with the the script of the play. So it begins with theater, and then it becomes children's games. So in the next section goes, go in for scribinary with the satiety of Arthur's in SPQ-Irish, or speakerish, and inform to the old sniggering publicly press.
Yes!
There it is, right there. Sniggering publicly press.
And then the LGBTQRST-ish to inform the old sniggerers, the publicking press. The sniggering publicking press. That's what they're doing. Now, see, we didn't say that, goddammit. James Joyce, a bigoted racial motherfucker, he did that. And he'd suck a dick himself, but he had all kind of funny things about things. But then again, he did take the drinking. He did take the drinking often. So
and
he
cocaine.
Didn't engage much of that. Well, now that don't even count, Bob. He didn't use the cocaine to get high. He just liked the way it smelled.
Okay, so, and inform to the old sniggering public press and its nation of sheepcopers about the whole plighty truth between them. Whole bloody troth between them. Malady of milady made melody of malody. She, the lalagi of lionesses, and him, her knave, a rent. That's Trump. Her knave,
that's right.
A rent.
Yep.
To Wildrose La Gilligan. What?
And he's going to be coming.
Is she Melania or?
Both. Both. They're coming back to the scene, coming back to the cream of the crop.
Okay. To Wildrose La Gilligan from Crappy Crowhor, for all within crystal range. Eucalepi. These are the titles of chapters in Ulysses, I think. Let's see. It's first.
Loathers leave. Loathers leave.
Yep, these are chapters. Eucalepi, Loathers leave, Had Days, Nemo and Patria, The Luncher Out, Skilly and Corruptish, A Wandering Wreck, From the Mermaid's Tavern, Bully Famous, Nazi Calves, Mother of Misery, Walpurgis Nacht. Now, I'll just tell you that. Eucalep is Calypso. Loathers leave is Lotus Eater. Had Days is Hades. Nemo in Patria is Aeolus. The Luncher Out is the Lestragonians. That's when Bloom has his lunch.
That's when he has his outing.
Yeah. Skilly and Charybdis is Scylla and Charybdis. A Wandering Wreck is the Wandering Rocks chapter. From the Mermaid's Tavern is the Sirens. Bully Famous is Cyclops. Nazi Calves is Nausicaa. Mother of Misery is Oxen of the Sun, visiting the hospital. And Walpurgis Nacht is Circe. Chapter 15, I think, of Ulysses. 17 chapters.
Yes, represent. And what they mean for today here, these are eras of things you've gone through. They'll bring back up the past and try to cram it down your throat hole. And then they'll say, oh, never mind, never mind, never mind. Then they'll bring something up and then they get caught doing that thing that they used to kill people over. Oh, so, well, no. No, we gotta give a nigga a break now. We need to give a nigga a break. We can't be talking like this. We gotta do it like that. You can't be saying this. You gotta say that. And then you go into that same spin. So these are going to be regurgitated chapters that's already been laid to bed.
Mm-hmm. What was your beginning of that little talk there? What did you start off with?
These are chapters.
Yeah.
These are chapters in this world happening right here, right now. Just like they're being referenced there from Ulysses. What's happening is that those are being laid out here that you've already been through. Now you're regurgitating those. You're bringing those back up. And you're going to say, until they get caught doing the same thing. And they say, oh, no, that doesn't affect me. No, it was not like that. No, me too, that's not me. It's y'all too. It's not me too. I'm not including that. I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing. I didn't give a shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't fucking people know it. Don't put me in that bucket. Ain't no me in this Me Too. You must have a mouse in your pocket. You be a We Too. We Too ain't us. So, yeah, you forget all that. Yeah, I ain't doing that. And so they get caught at it. And, you know, they're all against child pornography. Oh, they can't stand it. So they get caught with a kid. Then I said, well, you know, Epstein was, he was not understood. They just didn't understand him. They really didn't understand him. I don't know. He had some problems, but everybody has problems. You know, that's what happens today. I mean, haven't you been in the situation where you've had to be judged by something harshly? You haven't lived through a cancel culture? Oh, okay. Well, we've got something for you. You'll never work again in this tent. You'll never work again in this tent. And he go, motherfucker, I ain't working now. What difference does it make whether you put me out of work? I ain't working now. Christianity's all upset because they're doing bad things. Her, she ain't worked since Cheers.
How come no one's laughing? What's wrong with you people?
Oh, man, that's me on mute. They're trying to be quiet so you don't yell scream at them.
No, everybody's, nobody's on mute. What's wrong, Roxy? You still here, Roxy? Did you go home?
She went to study.
It's too
high. She went to study.
Why don't you laugh, Roxy?
You just did.
I'm smiling, but I'm not like you. You are always like,
that's right, I'm hysterical all the time.
He breathes on people, and I don't know, and any fucks who gives his friend carcinoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, gives him fucking cancer in his own man because he has to overcome it. Like, my God, this man, only life didn't mean nothing until Bob started fucking his life up, and now life's all important. How about that?
Hey, look at Bart Peters is here. That's been here a couple
Yay.
Of years.
Hi, hey, darling, we love your Bitcoin house. It's in Finnegan's Wake tonight. We're going to show it to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, baby.
We love it, too.
Nice.
Okay,
after
Walpurga snacked, Malish. I'm just going to look that up, see what they say. Malice, my liege. Okay, Malish. He would bear to untired world of Lyman Conan Nostria, and what a strip poker globtrottle they pairs with looks. How whole fellows his guffer, the Sabbatarian, might fashion split his beard. He too had a great big O in the megafundum of his Thomas Shunders, and how her...
Uh-oh. Now you see what's happening. They're starting to lay it out now. They're starting to divide. They have this mass council culture. We're using the words, but all those systems fall back into the same last thing they just unretrieved. So they're laying this out now, how everybody's coming in. They got their axes, and they're all in one accord until they start looking at it and they go, oh, well, but I'm going to stand over here. Now you stand over here, the guffer and the saboteur. Yeah, and then the faction, they split his beard. They start busting up. And so now they're not all together. And next thing you know, Letty Shake starts taking over. That's his gummer. The gummer is what you got to work
at. Where is all that? A Sabbatarian, he too had a great big O in the megafundum of his Thomas Shunders, and how her Letty Shake, his gummer, that congealed sponsor, where's that today?
May I say something?
Wait one second. Yes, you can, but wait one second. The concealed sponsor are the ones who shook the jar that's filled with the red ants and the black ants. See, you can take a jar. This is talking about races. You can put black ants and red ants and green ants, whatever ants they are, in one big old jar. And you put them in there, and they'll live happily ever after. But if somebody shakes that jar, they think something's going wrong, and they'll start whooping each other's ass. They'll whoop their own ass. They'll whoop the other ass. They'll go until they kill every goddamn thing in the jar. It ain't the ant's fault. It's not the ant's fault. It's who shook the jar. The jar shaker is the congealed sponsor.
Uh-huh. All right. His gummer
that... She had never ceased
at waking malters among the Jamaicans, since the cleft that Medax dealt her made her microchasm as gap is down low.
See?
So they fished
that
in the kettles.
Well, no, wait. Now, slow down now. You're doing
this
good.
That's what you just
you
did.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So, but the coming is that it never ends. It never ends. Go ahead.
So they fished in the kettle and fought free. And if she bit his tail about, all hat tiffin for thee.
Mm-hmm.
He would juice spit it all right down, just as he would juice set it up all rightfully right in blotch and void, yielding to no man in him's ignorance. Seeing how heartily sorry he was, owning to the contrition of his bike stool, and reading off his flesh skin and writing with his quill bone, fulfill nine equires, or fulfill nine quires with it for his auditors, Caxton and Pollock, a most miraculous Jeremy Head sin book for all the peoples, under the presidency of the Suchus of Shunanon's school. Of Shunan
yes.
School. They had to be held.
They had to, had Toby held him.
Had Toby held him. Thoroughly enjoyed by many, so many on block at Boy Rot season, and for their account, orderly admired by her husband, a soul intimacy, about whose told his inner sense. Who's that about? Who's got the inner sense?
That's Biden. Beijing Biden.
Joe Biden?
Boy Rutt. Boy Rutt is Biden. Mm-hmm.
Who's Oira? Where do you get that? Oh, Boy Rutt. Oh, yeah, Boy Rutt.
Biden.
Yeah,
Biden.
Boy Rutt season. And for their account, utterly admired by her husband in soul intimacy, about who's told his innocence and the gruesome head's Eureka of his spectroscope and why he was off color and how he was ambushed upon by the very spit of himself. First, that'd be the double, by the very spit of himself. First on the cheek side by Mike.
And the point, this is where he's utterly admired, adored on every account. You can say anything he wants to say when he says anything. And he, you know, he checks out most days before he ever starts. And then all of a sudden, he gets ambushed by the very spite of himself.
Aha. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. First on the cheek side by Michelangelo, and besides that, over on the owl jolly side by Bill C. Babby. And the suburbs formula.
Who's Babby? Who's Babby?
That's
Babby,
me.
Bab? Babby, is that you, Bab?
Yeah, Bill C.
Oh,
Babby.
My God. Beelzebub. It's Beelzebub, y'all. He's moved. The dark soul is now. He's took over the devil. Bob has conquered the devil. He's now the devil, y'all. Run! Run, mama. There's a wild man in the
he's smiling, Rocky.
Yard.
He's smiling.
Look what I was telling you about. The piñatas are the dark soul.
Oh, yeah, the piñatas, yes.
He's the anti-antichrist. There you go.
In the suburbs formula, why they provincials drool egg spill him out of his humpty dumpty narrow knee domum. Osco to Bosco to Pasco to Bisco.
That's White House. That's the White House.
Yeah, yeah. Because all his creature comfort was an amulet, finis erbis in an arc finny orb. And no master how mustard, mine never mend. My mind never mend. He could neither swak and non, neither swim of the flood of Cecilialism. We keep going?
What's Cecilialism, Bob? Come on, what, you got this. You're doing good. The non, neither swim in the flood of Cecilialism.
Cecilialism. Cecilialism. Socialism.
Exactly. Excellent. God Almighty, you've done this. You've done this. And this is what they're all pumping. And see, how you know it's the White House is because it's a drolo egg spill of his homertory, dormitory, narrow needly donum. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So he's got it. That's his, why, that's when Bob told whoever's living was supposed to be in the White House, throw them out. If they don't burn it down. because Trump did say it was due for a teardown, and we don't, yeah. He ain't too mad about it. He says there ain't no room. We can't even have a proper party. You know, it's little bitty rooms, and now yeah. Biden's got in there wherever he's taking his pictures, and he's got fireplaces in front of windows. I don't know how you put a window in front of a fireplace, but he's got pictures of him standing in front of a fireplace with a window over it that you can see out. Well, how's the flu work if the damn window's right over the fireplace? It don't make any damn sense, but never mind. He keeps moving the walls a lot in the White House, wherever, whatever bunker he's camped out in, whatever he's camped in. Go ahead.
Yeah, he could neither walk and not either swim in the flood of socialism. Flood!
Yes. Wait, and somebody wanted to say something. Somebody wanted to say something a little bit ago, and we said we could, but then we chopped their head off. What did they want to say? Say it now, quick.
Forever hold your mouth. Nobody's going to say anything. Barb Peter's not going to say nothing.
We may have fucked them off. We didn't mean to fuck you off, we promised. We had to get that little part out.
Everybody's scared. Everybody's nervous.
Nah, they're sleeping it off now, yeah. Bob. It's late.
Who's Roxy?
What about Roxy?
Yes?
She was going to say something.
I thought it was Roxy who butted in.
Oh, well, Roxy, what did you want to say? What did you want to say? Go ahead and say it now, quick.
A long time ago, you talk about cancel culture.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I was doing a video about electronic music, and I was watching Afrika Bambaataa,
yeah.
And after how the kids start imitating what they see in cartoons and The Matrix and science fiction films as they dance like robots or transhumans. And we also maybe are imitating the tech body with the canceling culture, with the delete and the blocking of people, you know, in social media.
Canceling?
That you just block everybody?
No, but they don't want to do that, because if you block everybody, guess what? They block themselves. If you block everybody, then no one's looking at you either. So they don't want to do that. They don't really want to do that. They want to block this one or that one. But the next thing you know, it becomes systemic. And the same gajillion people that jumped on Insta-fucking-gram all of a sudden jump off. See, they jump in TikTok, get their dick wet, and then they get the fuck out. They don't want to listen to everybody. They've seen every goddamn dog video and bug-eyed beast they can see tell them what they need to know about whatever else is fuck going on. And it's 30 seconds, but when you get 10 million of them, it's still a lot of time on the TikTok. Same thing.
It happens to a lot of people, YouTubers and bloggers and Instagrammers, or even I started making videos, and at the beginning it might be fun to engage in conversations, but then there's also a lot of weird people and a lot of bad feedback.
Wait a minute, be careful. You're starting to resemble that remark, honey. Be careful, you're starting to resemble that remark.
Yes, I'm talking from my own experience.
Yes, and
in the flood of socialism, and the best and shortest way of blacking out a catalog of all the sores of Sexton until he would accost her cool mill foo in Tito do as a wagoner would his mud heel the wheezing donk at their tryst in Parsees after tournaments of toes and years, bread cast out on waters, making goods at mature your tea, Mondemoiseau of Asunova.
What is that happening? Look there, y'all. Guess what? Bread of living waters. Making good.
Yeah, bread cast out on waters. Look at that. 1,000 years. Let's just go back and see how we get into that. As a wagoner with his mud-heeled wheezing donk at their tryst in Parisis after tournaments of toes and years, bread cast out on waters, making goods at maturity. Mademoiselle of Casanova and Mademoiselle from Armentieres. Is that fair enough, or we go down to the bottom?
No, where did you stop before?
went about line 10. Waiting
10 lines back. He stopped around line 10 at the best and shortest way of blocking out a cuddle lock. That's your cancel, right?
Yep. And you gotta watch out for the sorers of Sexton. You gotta watch out for the sorers of Sexton.
Right, so, does anybody want to look at the McHugh notes or the notes that Roy put up? Any, meanings you want to tease out?
I just noticed the word Parisis.
Yes, Paris.
What about that? Casanova and Paris.
Okay, we'll look that up. Parisis. Paradise, as well as Paris. Paradise, that's the bread of water, the food of paradise. Whoa! Mudhildy Wiesendonk. That's Matilda Wiesendonk, Wagner's mistress, inspired Tristan. Tete-a-tete is a private conversation, as a Wagner would his Mudhildy, Matilda, Wiesendonk, at their tryst in paradise after torments of 1,000 years, which is, means roaring or 1,000. Bread cast out in waters is from Ecclesiastes 11:1. Cast thy bread upon the waters. But that's not what it means. It's better this. Living bread. Making goods at maturity. Maturity of investment. Good investment, bread of life. Monmaza of Casanova. That's a bird. Casanova is a new house. That becomes Giovanni Giacomo Casanova. Then Mademoiselle from Armentier is a song. Mademoiselle from Armentier. And we end.
Excellent.
So wait a minute.
One of your better ones, Bobby.
Right. But let's have some people look back at the pages and say some words. What's wrong with you people?
Oh, words. You're going to have words?
You know,
you're going to allow words? You're going to allow words on this show? When's the last time you put up with words? Every time they say a word, you're wrong, that's the wrong word. Why don't you use good words? I can't understand. You need a better phone. Why you need to say words? I don't know. You come up with these words. I give you a chance every week to come in here and say some words, and then I don't like the words you say. And then you don't come and you don't say any words, and I really get mad. I don't even know what's wrong with you people. You need to get out, get out, get out, get out. You mean that's why they're probably not...
You, non-physical, what's wrong with you, non-physical? Why don't you tell us what's the fuck with the code, with the angel code? Where is that in the meaning of wake?
Angel. Two lines down.
Angel.
It says...
Two lines down.
It says, science of sonorous silence. That's what I object to. Science of sonorous silence. But, you know, every... The people at the... If you want to look it up, Reading Finnegan's Wake. That's the Facebook group I post on. And a lot of Finnegan's Wake scholars there. But they hear every one of these, and in every one of them, I'm yelling at you people.
So what's the sorrows of Sexton?
What'd you
say,
Phil?
What's the sorrows of Sexton? It's right. What's the sorrows of Sexton? Why is that important? And what is it? Is it the horrors of Bob?
Well, look it up the page that Bill, Roy announced.
It's the people. It's the Roy. Roy, look at your shit. Roy, look your shit up that you posted on your shit, Roy.
God damn it, Roy. We done told you. Pay attention to yourself. Roy, don't be asking questions on what you posted. Don't you know better than that? How many times have I got to tell you? You need to do this.
I feel like I'm losing the crazy Hatter's Tea Party.
The Conrad of all the stores in Sexton. They don't have nothing here.
I know. That's because they don't know
what. Who wants more tea?
I got no crumpets.
The bread of life is, who wants more tea?
I
do have no bread of life.
I have a little crumpet for you. Okay. The sorrows of sex and all these people that are engaging in all this crazy sex shit that they're covering up or trying to cover up, and now they're overcoming. So now you're going to have the sorrows of sex. But they're all living vicariously crazy, and it all gets exposed. And then they're going to let everybody that's in that business go, because they're going to have to put themselves in jail if they lock up everybody that's had an orgasm.
Okay, I got it here. The Sorrows of Sexton refers to a book by Marie Corelli, The Sorrows of Satan. And it's in the novel Ulysses by Joyce, chapter 9, page 19. Also refers to Sister and Horrors. And then you click on Sexton. It's a church officer having the care of the fabric of a church and its contents. Stop it! And the duties of ringing the bells and digging graves and sex! Digging the graves plus sex. That's the Sexton.
Oh my God! So that was having digging the graves and sex. Would that be necrophilia, Bob?
Yep, I think so. You got it there.
Okay, good. Oh, okie dokie, Smokey. Okie dokie, Smokey.
Anybody got any brilliant patterns you want to mention?
Microchasm. Microchasm on page 229.
Microchasm, which line? Oh yeah, I see that. Boat line 22, microchasm. Microchasm. Fished in the kettle. It says microcosm underneath cunt. A cunt is a microchasm. It's gap as down low. He made her microchasm as gap as down low. Down low.
Uh-oh. So, sound like she's been opened up a little bit.
Yeah. So then it says, the formula to end fairy tales. Quote, so they put on the kettle
my
and
goodness.
Made tea. And if they don't live happy,
no!
Like you and
I
know.
May I have some more tea? May I have some more tea?
It's what Roxy was on about.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Page 1, 22, 23, 24, line 24. Yep, kettle of fish. We know it smells like fish.
We had salmon and cucumber sandwich.
Oh, nice. Nice. Those are great. They're great.
Finger sandwich.
Oh, and it's
the aristocratic life.
Sandwich. And you've got to have some, you have to have some perfect pimento cheese. On croute. On croute.
Yes, they contain a lot of magnesium.
A lot of what?
Magnesium.
Magnesium.
Yeah, everybody listening to this show, if they're all devoid of magnesium, they don't have any magnesium in their system, so they might better consider some heavy pimento cheese consumption.
Jeremiah.
I was thinking about the drops, how the drops are to be the currency.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking then the people taking the drops are like gold used to be. You become like the gold. And then according to your value is how much money you can access, or how does that work?
Hold on just a second. Good Morning Britain has just begged Pierce Morgan to come back on the show. He told him to suck a dick. See, now it's starting. The canceling culture. Wait. We didn't mean all that. So, sorry. Go ahead. Now, does that mean Sharon Osbourne? Does that mean Sharon Osbourne gets the show back? Oh, wait. No, the whole damn show got canceled. Good. We don't have to worry about that.
Wagner's mistress, Matilda Wesendonck, the husband, Otto Wesendonck, or Wesendonck, whose wife inspired Wagner, admired him during the period of composition of Tristan. So there's Otto and Matilda inspired Tristan. I'll leave it at that. Shutting the book. We can go back to talking to Ion privately.
Here he comes to save the day.
You can come here every other Saturday when we do Finnegan's Wake. All those listening on the Reading Finnegan's Wake Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments from anybody? Say goodbye.
Who owns the debt of all the coal crises after this pandemic?
I do. I'm the one who's been paying it all.
Yeah.
The stimulus checks come from me because that's all the money owed to me for the coal play and the amino acids that we're bringing forth and the portal to the ship. All that's worth trillions. And that will be attributed to me, so you can.
Well, don't say that, Bob, because A hamburger at Chick-fil-A is fixing to cost $1 trillion with the inflation rate, Bob. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's gonna be okay. But you
except
need
Trump,
you need to
do, somebody estimated that the debt is like 50 times the product produced by the whole world 50 times.
The GNP.
So
the problem is they're not producing anything. So what's 50 times? 50 times nothing is still nothing. Ain't nobody doing shit. When they close the goddamn Waffle House because they ain't got no help, it's a bad day in paradise. I'll just tell you that.
You keep mentioning that. That did happen somewhere?
It is. It's everywhere. It's systemic.
Wow.
And then they open. But morning breakfast at Waffle House, that's a given. Bob,
okay.
What were you saying, darling? Bob Peters, what were you saying?
You said Trump and Melania are coming back when you're...
Yes, they are.
Okay, so this can be all turned around and the best is still yet to come?
Yes. Now, wait. Yes. But now you got to be careful because we're still in the rip. There's still shit. You're still hitting the fan. So yes, it's going to be, this problem is going to be fleeting. That's why if you watch really close on the outside, they're killing themselves. They are killing themselves to get everything in they can get in right here, right now, right quick. Trying to get it all burned up. They can't even spend, they're giving away money so fast they can't even spend it. They ain't even spent the last damn money. And they're fighting because they're trying to get some more damn money out. They ain't even got the last money out. So it's kind of like, come on now. This is crazy. It's like having a canning business and you're stealing up cans that are empty because they haven't had time to grow the produce to put in the cans yet. But you're a canner and you just can stuff. So we're going to can stuff. We just can air. We're going to can air and that's all we'll do. So we've got a lot of cans out. We got nothing in them, but we got a lot of cans out. That's what they're trying to predict because they know this is going to be over. See, when they start the election program, which is going to be Trump's rallies will start again here pretty quick, very quickly. That's North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Wisconsin, and Arizona.
All right, good. You were talking earlier about people that got the shot won't be part of Israel, the spirit of Israel. What if people got the shot that didn't give their consent or permission, like elderly in nursing homes or children?
Don't matter, darling. The shot don't care. The bubonic like plague thing doesn't give a damn what your socioeconomic strata is or how you felt when they gave it to you. They don't care. It doesn't care. The body doesn't know any difference. Sorry, but they just don't know any difference.
Is there a way to turn it around?
Not so far. We'll see, but not so far.
Did my aunt get the shot? Aunt Janice?
Yeah. She did. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. And then, is the shedding, should we stay away from people that got the shot because of the shedding of spike protein?
As long as your own product, and you're actually more, you don't have to worry. You just don't have to be considered about it. All you gotta do is stay the fuck out of the way so when they bring out the AK-47s and start shooting over cancel culture or driving too close to the person behind you. Wait a minute. Driving too close to the person behind you, which means you're not driving fast enough when they start shooting you up over that, when you start shooting over that. You need to stay out of the way for that. Cause you won't die, but goddamn, there's a lot of things worse than dying when they get the right hollow points on you, baby. There's a lot of things worse than dying. So a whole lot of that shit, the purge, all that dead people in the road, you know, all that normal stuff. You gotta stay out of the way of that. So make sure you're in you can't even say a good neighborhood because it's everywhere. See, it's everywhere. They're chasing down everywhere. It's all over the place. So there's no good place. Brentwood ain't safe. So don't worry about it.
Well, I mean,
Texas ain't safe, Barbara. You could have stayed back in California.
No, that's the best thing you ever did. You'll be glad real quick. So good for you.
I'm glad. My friends are wanting to leave. Are they going to get out in time? And should I encourage family to come out?
Oh, honey, I don't know. You've been dragging. Them people have been dragging you down for years. Some of them people you just need to get shit of anyway. God damn, how many are there of them? Just keep growing. They're like cockroaches. You get two and you got 200. Honey, if they gonna make you told them, you've done everything but buy them a fucking house, so I don't know what else you gotta do. Shit. Let them do what they're gonna do. If they love you, love, love, love. You can love them from the grave. All Bob's best friends are in the ground, so it's not so bad. It's not so bad. But don't kill yourself over it. That's what I'm saying. We try to get you ascended. You. Okay? And we got things worked out. We just now got it settled with Gaines. We got that shit worked out. That's been a long time. We just now got that settled. Fine.
Where did we get to?
So,
Gaines? Oh, Gaines, Barb's buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim.
So let that go. Don't get tangled up in that. Okay? So then the same thing here. Don't drag all them people. You can't feed them if you can. I mean, you can, but goddamn, what kind of life is that? You get out of hell and move to purgatory? That don't sound right. You told them. They're going to get smart enough to get the fuck out or not. You know, they are or they're not. It's up to them. But you need to live a good life and ascend and become your queen. You want to be a queen or you want to be a god? You'd rather be a god. So that's good. So stay in that realm. And then if some of them make it, they may have some gimpy parts. But then what happens is maybe they can be in your court. Maybe that's not the eye.
Yeah, I'm on the ascension path, so yes. Mm-hmm. Is the rapture... Go ahead. What are you saying?
No. Y'all make sure your stocks are right. We warned Dr. Carolyn Dean to make sure she's got enough product to sell. And she has moved heaven and fucking earth to do that. And how many of you tried to order restructure and can't get it?
I haven't ordered it for a while.
I know. But what we're trying to say is, Y'all need to start watching this supply-demand thing because time and legalities are going to fix to make it more challenging to get the shit to you. So make sure you have a little stock so you don't get caught short.
Okay. I'll buy some more tomorrow.
We're just saying, look at what you got. Look at what you got. And let's say they closed the post office for 2 months. Now, that'd be serious if they did that, okay? But would you have enough to get you by? Would you have enough to get you by? And if that's the case, then it's like, okay. Because once they reopen it, then you still got a new issue. See, you know, it's not just that. It's not the only issue. It's going to cause other problems behind it. And so that's all we're saying is just make sure you're good. As long as you're good, fuck everybody else. Don't worry about it. Don't feel compelled. You got to share your shit with everybody because you don't. We're worried about you. If we get you right, they can get themselves right. You're more valuable than they. But then we said that all along when we drug your ass out of California the first time.
Wait, what do you mean the first time? You mean when I just got here?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the different multiple lives, dimensions and stuff?
As well. You got to say that as well.
As well.
And that's why it gets a little. That's why it gets a little crusty. It gets a little crusty. I mean, it's the same thing we went through with Dave. We went all the way through it, and he had to be dead in order for his shit to be good. Now, why is that? Why is that right? That ain't right. Why is that? Why you got to go through all that? Why can't you just be good? See what I mean? So, and now she's got to go through all this shit, filing the papers, getting them stacked up, figuring it out. Knowing he wasn't very organized, but stuff's all over the place. And then you got it all down. Now she's got to make something out of it. Well, it's ridiculous. But here we go. We'll work it out, though. It'll come out wash day.
Okay. Well, I left the house.
This rip stuff ain't no joke now. Y'all think y'all know everything and doing everything, but there is no reality, not one that allows the... Joseph Robin Biden to be a sitting president of anything, let alone the United States of America. So you have new ground now. It's new ground. There's not one that this is a formidable. And it's going to fall away just pretty really fast.
Isn't that awesome? What a song. The Negroes, man, they knew how to make... They knew how to play with a sense of humor. They played with a sense of humor. They looked for sound. They didn't care about the score said. Who did the whistling? That was pretty good. Who was that? Is that Ion?
That's Bill. Bill.
Bill did that. Good whistling.
I'm doing my clangers bit, Bob. Yeah.
What are the clangers? Who are they? The clangers on backing vocals.
Oh, it used to be a children's sort of animated cartoon. With a lot of little sock puppets that lived on the moon and communicated by whistling to one another.
Ah.
Back in the 60s, that would have been.
Right. There was Bobby Bland. What a great song.
Oh, and
we have a mass today. He is a choir. The gospel.
When? Today?
Now. Yes.
Here? That's Biden.
I ate a hot dog and it tasted real good.
That's Biden. I'll take care of you. Dick body.
So, Ion was just saying something about you don't want Camilla. Is that even a possibility? I thought Trump was coming back.
Who's Camilla? Why are you saying that?
Vice President.
Look up Kamala. Kamala.
The pot of gold.
Oh, no, she won't be. She's not allowed to do anything.
Well, but, see, you gotta watch yourself. You gotta watch what you know. It's not good for you, but you gotta watch what you know.
I don't know what that means.
Who's
behind them? China? The aliens? Hillary Clinton?
Depends on who's,
the devil?
Depends on who's asking.
What was your question?
Who's behind
Who's
it?
Behind Biden and Kamala?
Oh, yeah. Why, China's part of it. CCP.
Marxist.
Yeah.
Hey, China's got 97 rivers running at emergency levels 2 months before the rainy season starts.
Is the Three Gorges Dam going to go?
The angels are in the woods.
Anybody? I love monster movies.
I Me too, Frank.
Movies, and the cheaper they are, the better they are. Where the monster out of the cave, see?
There's
always a scene where they come out of the cave at least once. And the rest of the cast must have been made around the 1950s. The lapels are about like that wide.
That's
the time.
Potatoes cave, man.
Short.
Hey,
they
I
always
know.
Have a little revolver that they're going to shoot the monster with. And there's always a girl that falls down.
Bye, y'all.
Bye,
Ian. Bye, Ian. Thank you.
Bye,
Ian.